Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. We got Nathan Forlina. We did not have a show yesterday. Nathan was off doing school stuff or whatever.
Finals. I tried to always avoid scheduling around this time block, but you know, sometimes the finals, you don't really have a choice. So I had to get in the classroom for the last time this semester, put pen to paper. But
that was your last class.
Yeah, last final. So, thank God we're done with the winter semester. And we got a few weeks here to relax and kick in high gear for spring. So here we go.
I was not here yesterday. We had a death in our family. I had about a half dozen listeners reach out to me between about 4:05 and 4:15 saying, no show today. So to everybody that reached out, I appreciate that. I hate having to do that like in the middle of a week with no announcement or anything like that. So, but one thing I wanted to discuss here a little bit to start the show today is local radio. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of specifics about what happened. Some of you that listen to local radio, maybe you know there was a situation with another institution yesterday. Really disappointing, very very sad, frustrating type of thing. And just to be clear here, so everybody is aware, I'm a part-time employee. You know, I come in, I'm here for my show. We do the Penn State show. The folks at Leitner have been unbelievably great to me. But to be perfectly honest with you, if they pissed me off a lot, I think I could probably come on here and say so. Not that I necessarily would, but I try to be honest with people about certain things. Mm-hmm. And I am completely honest when I say the folks at Leitner here have been phenomenal to me. Phenomenal. For going on 5 years now. Bob Taylor, Andy Kreiser, Matt Leitner. This is a tremendous local operation. And I'm going to stress that repeatedly, local. Because to toot the horn of the hard work, I'm not involved in any of this. Nathan is some. To toot the horn of the hardworking people here who broadcast roughly 100 football and high school football and basketball games a year. You guys know how much effort it takes to do something like that, how much manpower, how much coordination. But quite frankly, the most important thing is how much give a damn it takes to do something like that. So I want to speak here for just a minute. And again, I know this may sound self-serving because you're sitting there on a Leitner station praising your boss. I'm praising local radio. I'm praising a local company that understands how to treat people. There was a situation yesterday where a very well-known person in this area got treated horribly by what I consider a horrible company that doesn't value people and doesn't care about local interests. And so I say this, didn't run this by anybody. Maybe this gets me in trouble. I don't know, but I'm just being honest with you because I used to work at that previous institution and they didn't care anything at all about local and they gave up on local 5, 6, 7 years ago. And so then the situation with this person happens yesterday. It just made me revisit a lot of things in my own mind. You want to, Nathan Forlina, you want to work for somebody, right?
Correct.
That cares about you.
Absolutely.
Right? And that cares about important things to the community, right?
Correct.
Do you want to work for just some bean counter company that only cares about the bottom line, and there's very little give or take one way or another with the human beings that work there?
You know, I don't. And I understand business is business.
Business is business.
Stuff
there
does happen.
There are tough decisions.
There are tough decisions that have to be made. Not everything is sunshine and rainbow. However, you know, the local aspect of it, I think, is super important. And whenever you cut that out, and I think that's what makes our show so great, is we care so much about the local community. You know, we love talking to the local people here. We like talking to anybody who calls in across the country. But, you know, the local presence here is especially prevalent. You know, we literally talk about local sports, which you're not getting a ton of those shows. You can go to ESPN and you can get everything that, nationwide that we could touch on. But you could get better info probably on ESPN about that kind of stuff. But you're not going to get better local stuff in this area than maybe this show right here. So the local aspect is so important when you have a boss that cares about that so much and, you know, so put such an emphasis on it. It's good. I think people care about it. I think people enjoy it. I think that's what gravitates people to local shows is the local presence. And, you know, whenever that does dissolve, it sucks. It does suck.
And again, the reason I'm bringing this up is really more to say thank you to what the folks here do. And Nathan's part of the high school football coverage. I'm not. The amount of coordination and effort, but again, wanting to. I'm not even talking about the parades that they all broadcast here that they take part in. I mean, at the end of the day, don't you want to go to work at a place where you believe, one, that they care about you, two, that they care about doing the right thing, and kind of helping people? Because I'm a big believer that local radio should be about helping the local community. When I covered the Altoona Curve, there was a situation back in 2005 where the previous institution I worked at, because they were awful people, decided not to cover the Curve anymore. So Chuck Greenberg, they had to go find a fill-in gap station for a year in 2005 because that local company didn't care at all about local interests.
Think about that. That's a minor league franchise that you don't want to cover. That's crazy to think about.
So Curve brought in Paul Steigerwald. The Penguins were on the NHL was on lockout. I don't know if it was a strike or lockout. I think it was a lockout. Paul Steigerwald came over from the Penguins and did Curve games. I got to know Steigy pretty well. And then they ultimately ended up working out some kind of deal there. And now Curve games are heard right here on Leitner Communications, which should not surprise anybody because this company does care about local interests. And so I'm just bringing this up basically just to, one, kind of go to bat for somebody who should be gone to bat for something that happened yesterday. But two, to just quite frankly talk about, you should try to do the right thing, okay? A lot of the disagreements, Nathan, that maybe you and I might have, or arguments that you and I might have, ultimately, I see the world very differently than a young person. You see the world as all this garbage and nonsense that takes place, this is just how it is. This is just the way it is, and we got to deal with it. You got to pay quarterbacks $60 million, and if they're sexually assaulting masseuses and still getting $60 million, well, that's just the way the world is. I didn't grow up in that world, I promise you. And Dan's on the phone, Dan's 70-something. I promise you Dan didn't grow up in that world. Dan's parents probably lived through the Great Depression. The world wasn't always like this. I'm not sure when our world got to the point where nobody gave an F about everybody else. But I think we should. I think we should try to care about people and do the right thing for people, not fire people a week before Christmas when that person has a young son in the hospital. I mean, for God's sake, really?
That's
what we're doing here in the world. So the point of my rant is I'm being, you know, all sappy and everything. Can we not all try to get along? Can we not all try to do the right thing? Can we not look at people and be flexible and bend? My wife's mother died yesterday. That's why I was not here. My mother-in-law died yesterday. The best human being that I know, the single very best human being I've ever met. She died yesterday, literally during the show. That's why I didn't have the show. And my wife's company, take all the time you need. My wife's been off for a handful of days. She'll be off for another handful of days. They've got to handle all the funeral things and everything like that. You can work for a company. You can be around people. You can associate yourself with people who do try to do the best that they can to help people around them. And or you can be around people. And look, I'm not just talking about this one other local company. I'm just in general. Don't ever take a job where you feel like you're just some run-of-the-mill number. You're just a pawn in their whole game. Because quite frankly, a lot of the world nowadays, that's what a lot of the world seems to me to be.
Yeah, I think I don't disagree much with what you said right there. You know, working for people that truly do care about you, it just feels good. It does. It makes you think you're appreciated. It makes you think the work that you do is valued. And again, I understand there's a fine line of, you know, business and, you know, just there's a fine line there. But I think especially with this case that happened yesterday, it felt like everything just was very crappy and everything was all about business and there was no human element of it. So it just, I mean, I'm trying not to say anything out of line. So, it's just a lot. I think you are correct where you need to work for people that care about you. And there are places like that still. I think Leitner is one of them. I think Leitner cares about their employees a ton. I'll just stop there because I don't want to say anything.
And look, I'm not trying to turn this into a whole, you know, these people are off or these. Look, every businesses do what they have to do. It's Christmas. It's a week before Christmas.
That decision can wait a couple of weeks.
You're going to fire somebody a week before Christmas?
And this guy had a lot going on with his family it just feels like an impromptu time.
The main topic I wanted to talk about today, quite frankly, because this is extremely important to me, is local radio. I'm on the air here for 17 years, and you can only do that when people want you to be on the air. You know what I'm saying? When it ended at the other previous institution because they don't give a damn about local radio at all, and then Bob Taylor and Matt Leitner brought me over here, it was fantastic. And then we had a little bit of a hiatus, and Andy Kreiser went to bat for me and brought me back, and it's been sensational. We did the Penn State show this year, which was phenomenal, Black and Gold Breakdown, which is great. To me, all of these things, I really do hope, serve some kind of purpose. Whether you like what I have to say or what Nathan has to say or whether you dislike it, we're here. If Nathan and I aren't here, you know, I don't know if they'd get somebody else, but I'd hope that maybe they'd try. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, you know, I take a look at somebody like Dave Shannon. I take a look at somebody like Doug Herendeen. These folks that Rich DeLeo, their entire careers have been spent trying to do good entertainment for local people on the radio.
Yeah, they're serving local people.
That's a noble way to go about it. Because God knows anybody that's been in these positions, you don't make a ton of money doing this. You're not retiring rich doing this, you know? So, again, I value, and I worked at the Altoona Mirror for 20 years. The Altoona Mirror, exact same thing. Whatever you have to say about the Altoona Mirror, good, bad, indifferent, a lot of people don't care for the Altoona Mirror at all. And that's fine. They're trying to do their very best. They're people that that don't make hardly any money that are trying to do their very best because that's what community means. And to me, with the stuff that happened yesterday and some of the fallout, the fact that it happened on the same day that my mother-in-law passed away, it kind of makes you take a look at life. What's important in life? Being around people who are nice and friendly and genuine. To me, that's important in life. Because if you're not around nice, friendly, genuine people, you're literally wasting your life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to you know, suck up to you right now. But that's why I enjoy working with you so much, is I feel like you're a genuine person in which, listen, we disagree on, we disagreed pretty much all week up to this point, but,
yeah, right.
But it doesn't matter though, because listen, it's all in good fun. We have a good time coming here and we truly care about each other. We care about the listeners listening on the other side. I mean, that's what I think makes our show so great. And, you know, a lot of different shows that truly care about what the people want. And it's just so important. It's so important to, you know, and I hope we do serve a role in people's, you know, listening, and they enjoy it. And, you know, this is something they look forward to. And I think people do that because.
Yeah. For close to the year that I was off, 2019 to 2020, off the radio, there's a lot of stuff going on with Ben Roethlisberger, mm-hmm. a lot of stuff going on with Penn State football that we couldn't talk about. And I didn't necessarily feel bad for me. I felt bad for sports fans in this area that they didn't have any outlet to hear and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? That to me is why, you know, Matt Leidner, Bob Taylor bring me back. I was thrilled. One, I wanted to be back, but two, it gave people here an outlet to talk about sports for an hour a day.
That was our first thing whenever we were talking about the Penn State show. It was like, man, people can call in. They can vent
absolutely.
About it. Because nothing else like it really exists. So that was a big part of the show was, hey, we want people to call in. We want people to talk. I mean, it's again, we want this local community to come together, rally together around something and, you know, be able to voice their opinions. And again, it's local. It's not at a nation scale. It's local. It's all here in central Pennsylvania and a few straggler listeners across the country. But I mean, that's what's so important. That is what's so important.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody for kind of bearing with me on all that. Just wanted to kind of get that off my chest a little bit. Dan, what's going on with you, buddy?
Well, Corey, Patty and Al, you know, I express my sympathy to the family, please. And they're two different people. Completely. They're two people on the spectrum, see.
They'll get a kick out of you saying that, Dan. Patty was my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, Al, passed away about 6 years ago. They'll get a kick out of you saying that. Dan, you still there, buddy?
Oh, certainly. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Well, they're two different people on the spectrum. They couldn't be any different. Great people. Don't get me wrong. Now, like I say, you know, extend my sympathy to the family for sure. And, you know, it's unheard of for a radio station in this area, this market, so to speak, that would broadcast Little League Baseball. Dave Shannon is announcing, and Corey Geiger is yelling at the team.
I was telling my kid to throw the fastball, and you heard that on the radio.
Yes, I did.
All right, Corey, stay in the corner and yell that, and then we can get a kind of a re.
Now, you don't know anything about that, but anyways, you know, Corey, you mentioned a few days back, putting people on a pedestal, see, and everything. But, Corey, you do. Was it Sean Dunson's your favorite, and you wear his number and everything? And is that the right fella?
When I was a young person, I did. But the number is different. I mean, I don't look at any. I don't view any athlete, coach, entertainer, politician. They're all human beings. They're not better than me. They're not worse than me. They're not better than you or worse than you. They are human beings. They get up, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
Well, you know, I can question that. I can question that. Now, you're don't take me the wrong way. Now, don't you kind of put your children on a little bit of a pedestal?
There's nothing more important in the entire world than my kids. Nothing.
Well,
and if you're a parent and you don't feel that way, then you're a terrible parent.
Absolutely. That's my point. That's my point. See, but it isn't even compared to apples to oranges. You know, in that conversation. But But anyways, that's what I wanted to question you about, see, because, you know, you do. There's certain people that dislike, you know, I'm not going to mention it. Dislike your mother-in-law and your father-in-law, see? I mean, great people. I mean, just like I told you, they're two different on the spectrum, you know. But between Al and Patty, they're just...
All right, I'm going to cut it off there. I don't really know what you mean there. If there's anybody out there that didn't like my mother-in-law, then you're wrong. I mean, my mother-in-law was literally the nicest human being in the history of the world. She didn't complain about anything ever. She didn't say anything bad about anybody ever. I'll take a little exception to that. Nebraska man, what's going on?
Hi, Corey. First of all, to your wife and your children, you have my sincere condolences on the loss of your mother-in-law. You talked about her a lot on the show and showed a lot of respect and honor for her. And I just want that from my family to your family.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, buddy.
Listen, the issues about the talk radio shows, I'm one of the old-timers that started on your show. When you first come on, I really didn't quite go along with what you said.
All right.
I was sort of like a Nate guy, you know. I disagreed almost with everything. But the more I got listening to the show, and the more I peeled you out and got to learn about you, in the long run, you were right, you know, and I was wrong because I thought I knew this and I knew that. But let me tell you something. I am not saying this to you and Nate to make your head swell, but there is no two other people, whatever come on radio, that could ever, ever do the show that you two guys do. There is nobody that could ever, ever come close to you guys. You guys don't know how much you bring to this community, to the callers that call in every day, express their views. Some are good, some are bad, but you let them speak. And, you know, I hope you guys are around for a long time, but there ain't nobody ever, ever that tries to take the sports talk show host again that's ever, ever, ever going to top you two guys.
Let me add this, and that means a lot to me. I'm sure that means a lot to Nathan. The purpose of what I wanted to bring up today is there has to be someone who wants that on the air. And again, with what happened yesterday with a local person getting fired, it just reinforces to you sometimes you can work for a good company that cares about the right things, and sometimes there are companies that don't seem to care about anything other than money. And when I appreciate everything you say about me and Nathan, but I have to give all thanks to Matt Leitner and Bob Taylor and Andy Kreiser, because if they didn't care about local radio, we wouldn't be here. Do you know how easy it is to just push these buttons and play a national feed all the time? I mean, we got to go. Poor Doug Herendeen. I think I drive him nuts sometimes with some of the things I have to have him do. He's not listening. I don't know if he's listening. But Doug Herendeen's life would be a lot easier if he just had to push the buttons and not have to change a country radio station from 4 to 5 every day to talk sports. So, you know, I mean, it is a commitment is what I'm saying. It's a commitment for a company to broadcast 100 football and basketball games a year and parades and, as Dan mentioned, Little League baseball, things like that. I travel everywhere. I don't know if there's any local radio company in this country, this size, that does more with local high school sports than what these stations do. Seriously, you think about it. It's not like we got 100 employees that work here, and yet they're covering every Hollidaysburg game, Altoona, Tyrone, Central. Who else they cover all the time? Is BG.
BG, yep.
And then you get into basketball. again, the point I'm trying to make is you have to have people in charge who care enough about the local community to even want to do that. And I'll throw in the Altoona Mirror as well. Mike Boydum from the Altoona Mirror, I believe, is the best high school sports reporter in this state. And the Mirror allows him the freedom and allows him to go do all the things that he does. And then they cover all kinds of other teams and games with a staff and all. But if you don't have, if you don't work for a company that wants to do that and wants to focus on local, that's where the rest of the world is, Nebraska man. I got to think radio stations around this country wouldn't even bother, wouldn't even care to try doing 100 high school football and basketball games. It would just be way too much hassle.
Well, then, you know, that's telling us in the community, the great people that you work for who back you up no matter what you do, and telling you that no matter, you know, you stay within the reason, but whatever it is that you got to do, that we're here to back you up. And you guys are very, very fortunate to have a company like this that does that, because I agree with you. I've known Rich DeLeo since he's been in diapers.
That's a sight I don't want to think about there in Nebraska.
Yeah, I knew his mom and dad very well. I was an officer where his dad was president of our club, and I knew Rich grow up. And there, Rich DeLeo is probably a very, very one of the best announcers. Cal Bergogna was good. Steve Tannehill, you know, Art Tannehill with the Altoona girls basketball. But Rich DeLeo, when it comes to, and he has a show on TV, but when he first started out on radio, he used to have a show on Saturday mornings for an hour. And I always used to call in because he knows my family very well. He knew my godchildren, the players that played for BG. And he always gave me a lot of leeway on the radio show because he knows me very well. And Rich does a good job traveling, doing up St. Francis, you know, doing the games. And so you guys, I mean, let me close by saying this, Corey and Nate. If I owned that radio station, as long as I had employees like you and Nate and Rich DeLeo and the guys that do the Steelers show, I mean, I would be the proudest man in the world to say that my employees show and try to do the best for this community that the community has to offer. And that certainly comes down to you guys. And thank you for hearing my comment. And, hey, Corey, again, my sincere condolences to you and your wife for the loss of your mother-in-law.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. 9460435. Robin Bedford says you want to talk college football. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, but I wanted to enlighten Nate here. See, he wasn't around whenever you made the transition from your last stop to this current stop. And that whole year, Nate, I think you said 2020, I spent majority of it in the psych ward because I missed Corey so much and I missed the show. I've always been a big part of it that I voluntarily I gave my career up and I spent a whole year in inpatient. And then he came back and, you know, that was my ticket to get out.
Yeah, being gone, you know, I do say that, and again, this is not self-serving. This is just in general. To not have local sports radio in a town this size with the Steelers and Penn State and the Pirates, it's like that's where the rest of the country, you know what I'm saying? That's where most of the country is. You know, maybe Tuscaloosa, Alabama has talk shows because that's right where Alabama. Maybe Columbus, Ohio does. But outlying towns around this country that don't have access to a local sports. I used to listen to ESPN Radio all the time with Mike and Mike in the morning. I love Dan Patrick and Rob Dibble back in the day. Danny Cannell and I think he might have been on with. No, it was Ryan Russillo and Scott Van Pelt, and then that went away. And like it just seems like more and more and more and more and more we get these local things taken away. Now that wasn't a local show, but you get these things taken away on your local stations, and it just gets harder and harder to be able to talk or discuss sports with anybody.
Nate, you might not remember that. That's been some years. Like we used to have access to ESPN Radio. And it was just a full day of Mike and Mike Tony Kornheiser, Jim Rome, like you said, Van Pelt, Danny Cannell, you know, the afternoon shows. It was just a pipeline of sports, you know, on the airwaves. And then little by little, you know, the Rome thing left, and then ESPN Radio left, and it basically was siphoned all the way down to just Corey's show. And that's all we had for a while. And then he was gone, and it sucked. Like, it was a big gap, a big vacancy in the afternoons. No way to, like, check in. And I'm not a homer, but I still, this is where I get, I wouldn't know anything about Penn State or the Pirates if it wasn't for this show. I call in with curveballs. Corey's always sent the message. He's very open to different kinds of conversations. He'll say, call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I do, and I love that. I'll call in and talk about the Longhorns and the Ducks and pick my spots, you know what I mean? But I was just delighted when he came back, and it's been, the show's even been better. And you've had, you know, you've been around for a while, and you've had to learn on the fly, but I like the way that I can hit you as a youngster with all kinds of different players and teams, and you seem like you can competently jump on quickly and have a conversation about pretty much whatever in college or professional, and I admire that, brother.
Well, I just try my best over here. I don't know everything in the world, but, you know, I try to keep up. And like you were saying, I find it so bizarre that for a time there wasn't that talk radio.
Yeah.
It doesn't comprehend, because I think, number one, I can get anything I want now, like my phone and stuff.
Right.
And you can, but like for a time that wasn't a thing. It's very weird to think about that, you know, for a period of time in this area.
Not have a local, I mean, hey, look, a lot of you don't care about Penn State at all. But if you do, you can still call and talk about it. I mean, we have the phone lines open every day, and we'll take 30 calls if mm-hmm. we can. I mean, to me, that's the most important thing for local radio, is to allow local people to have a voice.
And that's probably what I think makes the show so good, is that people do discuss. People want to talk. People want to conversate. We want to hear from different people. That's what makes the show good, and that's what makes local talk radio so good.
And that's the difference. That's the difference. Like Nate said, we can get anything we want on our phone. You can, Corey can, I do. But it's, you're kind of isolated, and you're just taking it in. This is a forum where we can talk about it. We can agree. We can argue. We can bounce things off of each other. It's a different kind of relationship. So that, I'm all in. I hope you guys don't go anywhere. But before I go, what Oklahoma is trying to do this weekend, can you believe, and this is almost lunacy, Alabama has not lost to the same team in the same season in 130 years.
Whoa,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd feel the most confident. There's no way Alabama loses that game. I think Oklahoma is trending down right now. And with that stat right there, that ain't getting broken this weekend. I would hammer Alabama. Although I think they're trending down too, I think Oklahoma is in for a rude awakening this weekend.
Mm, wow.
Well, I think their defense is tops in the SEC, and I think that's going to keep them in the game. But I would probably lean Alabama as well, especially as bad as they looked in their last outing.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I would. You could combine that. You like parlays. If you get Oklahoma around 10.5, and then you bring that sucker down to around 32, 33.5, you're looking at like -150. And that's
you
not
guys,
bad. You have to do that.
You guys in your parlays.
Listen, hey, I sent Corey message. I think it was last Thursday night. I hit a nice parlay. I sent him and I said, hey, Rob would be pretty proud right now. So
I said this on the Black
and Gold. I would be. That would make my ears stand up.
I said this on Black and Gold Breakdown. I had the Steelers. I waited for the Steelers to fall down 3-0 to the Dolphins the other day.
What was the live spread on it then?
Like 117.
Oh, that was low-hanging
fruit.
So
let's just say I paid for pretty much all my family's Christmas presents by getting in on the Steelers at -117.
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah. That is poetry.
You dodged the Indiana bullet and the Steelers. You can thank Mike Tomlin.
Well, it was cold. Tua sucks. I knew the Dolphins weren't doing anything. Now, the Steelers' offense wasn't doing anything either.
Mm-hmm.
But once – I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes you make a bet – and you got to linger in it for 45 minutes or an hour. I made the bet the Steelers go score a touchdown, and I was up literally every second of that bet, just laughing all the way to the bank as the Steelers destroyed them.
Hey,
in the second half.
You'll take those low stress ones.
No question, because they don't happen.
They
much.
They do not happen.
They
much.
Don't happen much.
No, all they right. don't happen much. And if you want some lower stress, take the Ducks, guys.
No. Not the spread, but I don't know. That's a lot.
We'll
of
talk about that tomorrow.
And is gonna get hammered. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple. And Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300. And you'll receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the game to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for you for only $95. Buses leave from Huntington at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame fun. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip for the Pinstripe Bowl today. That is 814-907-0518. Check out their website, grubcobusing.com, to see all their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Mass., Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and so much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
The holidays are here, a time when family surrounds the dinner table and warm memories are created. Mel and Chris at Kepner's Grandview Meats help you to create the perfect Christmas table, rib roast centerpiece, fillets, tenderloin roast, or how about a beautiful standing rib roast? Mel, Chris, and their family wish you and your family the warmest holiday season. Follow the old paths to Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, all righty, before we get Back to the phone lines. This is cool stuff here, all right? Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple. And Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300. That's a great deal, really. Think about going into New York City. For only $300, you will receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the Pinstripe Bowl to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for $95. Man, seriously, Nathan
feels,
and I were just...
That feels like a good deal.
We were just talking. We were just talking about travel during the break. That's a tremendous deal. $95. Let's see. Buses leave from Huntingdon at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame festivities. Here's how you order. Call 814-907-0518. That's 814-907-0518 to book your day trip to the Pinstripe Bowl today. That's 814-907-0518. Check out their website at grubcobusing.com to see all of their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Massachusetts, Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter, and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518. Again, especially if you're going into New York City where driving is an absolute disaster, anything that can get you there. If you've already got a ticket, it's $95. If you don't have a ticket, $300. That's a hell of a deal right there.
Hey, listen, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift,
that's a great deal.
If you're a Penn State fan that would love to see Terry Smith's final game as interim head coach.
I mean, refuse to drive in New York City. Absolutely refuse. We got George on the line. What's up, George?
How you guys are? How you guys doing today? We're going to do this short and sweet.
All right, buddy.
Last name is Public. So I'm George Public.
Okay.
I'm on the other side of your microphone.
Okay.
So what you and Nathan and DeLeo and Shannon say... we take as gospel, which we should, because you guys are pretty good at what you do, okay? You're very intelligent. You can answer questions quickly. So we put our faith in you, okay? When another station in the area, I'm only saying this because I know a little bit about the situation, does certain things, faith is lost. Only because the truthfulness isn't there. And you guys do it truthfully. You guys do it from the heart. You guys do it from what you – it's your occupation, okay? And what happened there is a horrible thing, especially this time of year. And there's no heart there. There's quite a few of us. I mean – a lot of people in this town knew what was going on to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Nothing detailed, but we knew a little bit what was going on. And the trust is gone.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a lesson for you. I've never met you people. I've never shook your hand. I only hear you, okay? And when you say something, we trust that you say it as it should be, not the way it you want it to be.
Okay? Awesome. Thank you, buddy. George, that's great, man. I appreciate that.
Appreciate the words.
That's really, really good. I appreciate that. I like the way you said it all. I just can't get over the fact that you'd fire somebody a week before Christmas. I mean, how heartless do you got to be to do that? Come on now. All right, Jim, we got Jim. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I haven't busted nothing since the Buffalo game.
That's good,
Jim.
For 2 weeks?
You're on a good stretch then.
Yeah, I'm on a good stretch. This time I busted my radios.
I'm afraid I got bad news for you, buddy. There's a tough game down the tracks. So
this is a tough one this week.
But I feel better than I felt in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean they're not going to get by. I don't think they're going to get embarrassed.
I think they are.
The Lions defense is so bad, though.
I picked 33-20, I picked 30. Do you have a score? We all on our black and gold breakdown, all of us had the Steelers losing by at least like 12 to 16 points.
Watt's not playing, right? He's going to be out. No. I'm going to go 38 to 28 then.
So, yeah, so you're giving the Steelers a lot of points, yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
But, no, I wanted to give our condolence. We'll keep in our prayers.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, Jim.
Sorry for what happened. I mean, especially around Christmas, that's bad.
Thank you, sir. Hey, don't throw any TVs this
no,
weekend.
I'm pretty much grounded for that.
Thank you, man.
You know the bad call brick, like the foam brick thing?
Yeah, right. That's what you need, right.
Might need 85 of those to get. I mean, that's what you need. I think that's good substitution. You know, you're saving the TVs being broken, the radios being broken. Just get that bad call brick for probably $3 online, the foam brick. You'll be all good.
All right, we got Eric. What's going on, Eric?
Well, first and foremost, condolences to you, your wife, especially losing her mom. My parents are both gone now for a while, and I know how it feels. I know you have, you lost your dad, and I don't remember what you said, if your mother's still around or not.
But, she is, yeah.
Well, okay, well, good for you. You're an orphan. You're an orphan. So you don't matter what age you are. That said, I certainly appreciate you guys and what you do. And that Penn State show, I just love that. I love that, being able to have that local connection and talk about things and have someone that's shooting straight on it, not sugarcoating things. So I'm appreciative of that. I did want to say my mother was she was a radio listener, and I was a kid in the 70s and the 80s, and there were a lot of good people locally. And I remember the guy way back in the 70s, the old people, Denny Bixler. I think Denny got cancer and died young. And Sean McKay used to do a morning show, and he was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got to know Sean. He came back to the area later on, but I think he passed away a while ago. And certainly Charlie and Steve. I don't know if you got to know Charlie West.
Absolutely. And let me say this, because I got to take a real quick break. You mentioned a few, because Charlie was awesome. We have had a tremendous tradition of great radio people in this market. I'm glad you mentioned Charlie. Charlie is right there near the top. Rich DeLeo, been doing this a long, long time. We have had, for several different companies over the course of decades, just really, really sharp, intelligent, and entertaining people. One of my favorite was Rob Z. Rob Z used to do, he used to have like a thing in the afternoon over at the previous, very funny guy. But there have been a lot of really good radio folks in this region.
And real quick, if I may, it starts with the ownership.
I couldn't agree more. If you don't have ownership that wants to serve the community, then you're just a corporate shill, really.
Okay, good show, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Austin Cindric is on, and he is talking about dirty air in racing.
Yeah, it's definitely a conversation, and I hate to inform everyone that it's not going away. And by that, I mean every racing series that you watch in the world, even if you watch a sprint car race on a dirt track, they're dealing with dirty air. If you watch, hell, I'll drive my go-kart and lose the nose because of aero wash. So that's racing. Yeah, there's definitely certain levels of turbulent air and what the effect is. You know, I think there's two main things, you know, differences as far as watching a race on Saturday, watching a race on Sunday. That's how you affect cars that are around you. I feel like in the Xfinity car, the old gen car with the longer rear quarter panels, you could definitely affect the car in front of you by your proximity a lot more so than you can in our cars. On the flip side, you know, taking air off each other's doors in the truck and Xfinity car also affects the racing and has actually led to having more side by side, you know, for longer in our cars, whether that's good, bad, better, and different. But I think to my second point would be, we are all so similar and so competitive with one another that it's difficult to differentiate yourself. I mean, that's the nature of having a highly competitive series.
This is the final lap.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
We've given lots of love today to the folks here at the radio station, Nathan. We always give love to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars because somebody's got to pay the bills here.
Hey,
that's the way it goes. We got to have the bills paid.
As much as Lightner wants to have us around, it's still business. It's still business at the end of the day. So, J.M. Boswell, you are the man. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell Pipes. Last minute Christmas gifts.
Yeah,
that's the place to go.
18th. Still enough time to get a Christmas present. You want to get some pipes or cigars? Tell J.M. Boswell, hey, that Geiger guy in Forlina, they said to stop by here. They said your stuff's pretty good.
Hey, you will not be disappointed. You will not be. So many different flavors, so much to choose from. Just go check them out. What, 45 minutes, an hour up?
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes.
Hey, make the trip, you know, make it a day.
As we close things up here, it was a very different kind of show. We really didn't talk a lot of sports today. And I do appreciate everybody saying all the nice words both about my mother-in-law, and our show that we're doing. When I do these kinds of shows, I'm not necessarily fishing for compliments. I just I felt strongly today about the importance of local radio, because I think it has gone away so much. You know what I've been doing for the last week and a half, Nathan? I've been driving around town at any time I'm in my car listening to 96.9, 100.7 The Train.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the Christmas train on,
yeah.
And it's like nonstop Christmas music all day long.
Yeah,
I love it. And I love it.
And you've listened to Where Are You Christmas how many times?
No. I've listened to Kelly Clarkson about 30 times. I've listened to Mariah Carey, who is number one again this week
for the
20th week, which is the most all time in music history now. But I will say this: like, there's this guy. His name's I'm Francis Chick Powers. They play him on the Christmas train. He was this guy in the 80s. He did these series of interviews with the songwriters of all of these classic songs, Let It Snow, Rock Around the Christmas, and they play these in mm-hmm. syndication on stations around the country, and we play them on the Christmas train. They're amazing. They were mostly recorded in the 80s, and he's talking to these people about how they wrote the songs, or their parents who wrote the songs in the 30s or 40s or 50s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get from local radio. You can't get that stuff on a lot of the internet radio and everything. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. You get to hear the origins and stuff like that, and it's something that, you know, it just kind of adds a little extra meaning to the song.
It's
too,
funny, so. Too, the way he says his name. I'm Francis Chick Powers.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple, and Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300, and you'll receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the game to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for you for only $95. Buses leave from Huntington at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame fun. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip for the Pinstripe Bowl today. That is 814-907-0518. Check out their website, grubcobusing.com, to see all their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Mass., Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and so much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse. Aww.
Don't get stranded on the way to grandma's house this holiday season. At Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service, they'll make sure that your vehicle is in top running order for you and your family. Why? Because they have family too, and they understand how important it is to keep your family safe. Call Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service today. 212-8200. That's 212-8200. And they will get you to grandma's safe and sound.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hank FM.
All right, we're way out of time. We're already on. It's already 5. I think this is the first time ever, Nathan, that we came back on from our last break, and it was already over 5 o'clock. So we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, I think we got a little bit of extra ads in the one break. So yeah, you mess us all.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all good. All good.
I'm telling you, check out that Grubco busing deal for Penn State. I was reading that stuff. That's a hell of a deal. We'll tell you more about it on the show tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1.